You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Wildfire season is winding down across much of the Mountain West as cold weather is moving in, but it's the perfect time to set controlled or prescribed fires to burn unwanted dead trees and underbrush that fuel larger wildfires. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
I'm standing beside a dirt road in the Albion Mountains in southern Idaho.
If we burn this hot enough, it could come back aspen and lodgepole.
I'm with Stacy Tyler, who helps plan prescribed burns for the Forest Service. She's called a fuels planner and is showing me an area slated for fire, a large area.
This one's a couple thousand acres. The one just down the hill is only a couple hundred acres.
That's nearly 3.5 square miles in total. Tyler says the area likely hasn't burned in about 100 years, give or take. All fires used to be put out, but now unburned forests dried out by warming weather are fueling unprecedented extreme fires. Fires lit now in cool, controlled conditions could fend off more destructive ones down the line. And prescribed burns in this location can reduce overgrown vegetation that's crowding out the iconic aspen tree.
Without repeated disturbance, meaning most likely fire events, the aspen are eventually going to go away.
Tyler says trees there aren't worth much to timber companies, so they'll burn it. That gives aspen space to regrow and can provide better habitat for species like mule deer. But ranchers also graze cattle on that land, and there's a history of distrust between federal agencies and ranchers in the region. Tom Otley ranches near the planned burn area in Idaho. I called him when he was out working with some of his 500 head of cattle.
I'm going to cut out here in just a sec. I got to head these cows.
He says it can be tough to find middle ground when talking with outside officials and scientists.
We learn from experience here, and we think our way is all the right way. Then you got the guys that are in the books, and this is what the book says, and then those two can't hit together. They just battle.
Otley was one of the many people who sat down with the Forest Service and other stakeholders to talk about the planned burns in the mountains.
Initial thing for us was a fire. No way we can't have a fire. There's just no way we can have a fire because we'll be off for 3 years.
That is 3 years of grazing there. He was also concerned about fire escaping. Only an estimated 1-2% of managed forest fires escape and threaten surrounding areas, but Otley had his reservations until he talked with someone who he felt both listened to his experience and explained the science well.
I felt when I came out of there that they were trying to resolve both sides of the situation. And I think they do need to do some management of some sort to reduce fuels.
Otley says they didn't agree on everything, but found common ground and ways to mitigate damage to his business. Forest Service research shows that upwards of 80% of people are actually okay with prescribed burns. But groups wary of the federal government or those who've been near escaped burns before will likely want to talk through their concerns. That's something the new Forest Service Chief Randy Moore says the agency plans to do.
We have to spend some of our effort, our energy, and time talking about fuel treatments.
He wants more prescribed burns, too. A lot more.
Our goal is to increase prescribed burning threefold, if not even more. But we have to create the conditions so we can take advantage of the windows when we have them to do prescribed burning.
Moore paused all prescribed burns this summer, citing strained resources and extremely dry conditions in areas of the West. But some argue that local forest managers should have been able to do prescribed burns when conditions were right. Matthew Hurto is an ecology professor at the University of New Mexico. He says even when federal resources are tight, other trained non-governmental workers can help keep prescribed burns going. Many of them wouldn't be at big wildfires either way.
Their ability to participate in a prescribed burn does not detract from fire suppression efforts in another part of the country because they're not available for that.
For his part, Moore did say he made special allowances for some limited burns this summer. Regardless, a clear majority of fire scientists say we need more prescribed burns now. Without them, we're expected to face larger, hotter, more extreme wildfires all around the West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And Madeline is joining us to tell us more about her reporting. Good to have you on the show, Madeline.
Good to be here.
So can you tell us about your trip over to the Albion Mountains? I mean, what sort of forest conditions did you see there?
Yeah, so, and for people that don't know where that is, it's just outside of Burley, or outside the even smaller town Oakley. So just down over there, and we drove up into a couple different stands. Even different parts of the mountains had different kinds of foliage. But what she showed me was an area where, if you look at the hillside, you'll see it's mostly green with kind of flecks of gold and a little bit of orange from those aspen trees. But a lot of that green is this subalpine fir tree, which has really started crowding the hillside and crowding out those aspen and creating a not so great environment for some of the wildlife out there. So that's kind of one of the reasons why they've targeted this area, is to kind of burn through that brush, and trees like subalpine fir will grow back, but they're just too bunched together right now.
Mm. So, you know, Madeline, ranchers, I think are often wary of federal land managers because there's been quite a few incidents when cattle are kicked off certain lands to preserve habitat. So what did the rancher that you spoke with say about the environmental component to wildfire and the lands out there?
Yeah, he specifically talked about this issue when it comes to, you know, kind of how people view ranchers and often as kind of the opposition to environmentalism. And he doesn't like the sound of that, even though cattle, of course, there is evidence of having large and heavy influence from cattle, especially on very specific areas. It does erode mm-hmm. habitats. But he says, you know, ranchers are trying to do better. They're trying to work with land managers and preserve areas. And once he heard that fire was a way of actually making a healthier environment, he doesn't mind, even if it costs him a little money or time on range, that makes him feel better about doing it, because he does want to show that he does support the environment and give ranchers that kind of a better name than they've had in the past.
So in your radio story, you don't go into this much, but in the web version you do. So can you tell us a little bit more about how people view prescribed burns?
Yeah, so there's been quite a few, well, not quite a few, there's been some surveys and some research that looked specifically at, you know, how palatable burns are to the public. And it's actually, I was surprised to find out that, you know, upwards of 80% of people are okay with them. I think you hear a lot of, you know, from potentially the more vocal minority in this that are saying, you know, we're really afraid of these, or we don't trust the government to do this. But there, most people do see why it might be positive. That said, there are those groups that either might have been near an escaped burn, and, you know, they have that fear left over, or they might be, you know, anti-federal agency, and it might make them like less trusting of this big agency coming into their area and introducing fire, which is a blunt tool. I was told many times, it's not a scalpel. It is a blunt tool, and it has inherent risk, right? That's, you're playing with fire. Like, that came from a thing. So that came from a reality. So
that's a thing.
Right. And so, yeah, I think what we see is a lot of people do have wariness, but even more, you know, they, especially if you talk to them about just how much the risks are and what can be done to alleviate those risks, she found that that goes a really long way. One of those researchers, and basically like talking with people who have concerns about the smoke, saying like, why set these prescribed burns now in the fall? We've just had smoke all summer. Well, with prescribed burns, you can actually do them in a way that, you know, might do it on a day where you won't have as much smoke. And these smaller fires now might actually mean less smoke down the road. You can even sign up to see if when those fires are going to happen. So if you want to get out of the area, that sort of thing. They really want to work with the public to do those sorts of things. But it will require, you know, outreach and assuaging people's fears and showing that only 1-2% of all managed fire escapes.
So can you explain a bit more of what's going on then with that Forest Service policy from last year, the one that actually paused prescribed burns?
Yeah. So it was this big policy that was announced in August by Forest Service Chief Moore. And it laid out a couple different things. And one of those things was this pause in prescribed burns. And the other part of it was more aggressively putting out fires in the backcountry when those otherwise might have been allowed to burn longer or larger to kind of get rid of some of that underbrush in these, you know, more rural areas. His reasoning for doing this at that time was, he said, like, you know, especially during the pandemic, that Forest Service sources, like resources, were really stretched. The number of wildfires and also just how hazardous the conditions were. Some of these smaller fires could blow up really quickly and become dangerous. And so he wanted to go out there and put them out right now, and we can worry about prescribed burns later. Of course, there were many people who were concerned about these policies because they're saying, you know, we need more fire on the landscape, not less. We have so much that we still need to burn in order to mitigate large wildfires in the future. And then so you have this push and pull, and that continues at this point. We'll see what Chief Moore does with this next year. But we're getting into the season now when prescribed burns can start everywhere anyways. But next summer, you know, if an area gets a lot of rain, forest ecologists are saying, you know, if that area got a bunch of rain, let's just go ahead and burn in that area. Let's, you know, even if it's summer, like if that area has the right conditions, let's do it, because we need to get as much done as possible. Where Forest Service, you know, the chief said, if we let people start working on that burnout there, that takes away resources from potentially one of these other massive wildfires in California. And if we have limited resources, we want to be putting them towards saving houses. So yeah, kind of this push and pull between the reactive Forest Service we've had from a really long time of we react to fires to what forest ecologists are hoping for, which is more proactive forest management, getting out there, getting ahead of things. But of course, all this requires funding. So, yeah, so that's a little bit more about that policy. It really came out right after a fire that started in California called the Tamarack Fire. It was allowed to burn. It was, yeah, it started with lightning. It was in a canyon area. And they saw it and said, you know, we don't have many resources right now. It's in a rural area. It has some natural barriers to that fire escaping, and it would be really dangerous for us to send people into that canyon. Let's just let it burn. But winds picked up unexpectedly, and the fire escaped and has burned more than a dozen, you know, buildings. So yeah, that's one of those things. That was when Governor Newsom came out, pressured Biden to crack down on fires in the backcountry, and then right after that, this new policy came out. Brad Little has also praised Biden when he came to visit NFSE. He said, you know, I appreciate that policy to be more aggressive about fires. So, but of course, this is another area. It's not prescribed burns per se, but just burns allowed in the backcountry. That's one that there's plenty of debate over how to do and how to do correctly, especially among policymakers. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that going forward as well.
All right. Well, always appreciate you coming on the program. We've been talking with the Mountain West News Bureau reporter, Madeline Beck. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.